Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me, they wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me, so pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog, dope a dog. Competition, I just devour, like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another, cause they can't hang. Word to the mother.
And word to the mother.
The principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on...
Yeah, Big Daddy say they can't hang. Word to a mother. Hey, hey, hey. Thursday, Friday, on deck. It is on deck. It's on and popping. Your boy got an energy shot today, and I'm ready to get in it. Hey, sis, you with me? You with me, sis? I know you with me. I ain't even
got it. You know it.
I know. And I know it, man. Big Daddy ain't no half-stepping. Josh Hurd. Let me calm down a little bit. I'm getting too out of control, y'all. But all I'm going to say is, as a Washington fan, I am loving today. And to everybody who told me, tell you crazy, tell you don't know what you talking about, how about them Washington, I almost said it, Tree. How about them Washington football players? That Washington football team. All right, y'all. All right, look. Real quick, we're going to go into it because we got a lot, a whole lot to unveil to you all today, you know? 57 got me using big words, Tree. 57 hit some big words on Tuesday, you know? Okay, so here we go. On today's Thursday, Friday episode, we will discuss the MLB players buying for a seat in the 200 home run and 400 RBI clubs. The players vying for a seat. We're going to this NBA play-in games. What do you guys think or prognosticate happening moving forward with this NBA? Yeah, how about Tails Corner takes a look at a mock draft. And I know I said it on Tuesday, y'all, but the reporter and the analyst in me said to leave them guessing. So it's only a few of us who knows whose mock draft we're going to go into today, but we're going to discuss a mock draft.
Yeah,
I need a horn or a whistle or a drum roll for this next topic. We will also discuss the new owners of the Washington football team.
I hate him.
Yeah.
Get on my nerves, y'all.
Yeah, I do. Y'all can join Lady T with me getting on her nerd and our all live on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you guys can call in and join Lady T and DMV Kale and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-37. I did it again.
What?
I ran into a friend of my brother's today.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, let me get your brother number, Joe. And I was like, you know me, I don't just give people numbers out, you know. So I said, all right. I said, look, take my number down and you know, call me, let me chat with Big Boy, and then I'll hook y'all up. He was like, bet. He
right.
said, what's your number? Guess what I said, Tree?
563-999-3782.
That guy looked at me, he said, 563? What kind of area code? I was like, oh, no, that's my show, man. That's my show number. I said, I'm so sorry. So I gave him my number, and, yeah, Big Boy, I'm going to hook you up. John, so I ran into John today. So, yeah, Big Boy, look forward to that phone call after the show. All right. Listen, y'all, every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when we do this thing. And listen, Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real. Is our only real. I'm trying to tell y'all, listen, just a few seconds before we came online, I saw RG3 on the television, and most fans feel the same way when it comes to our Robert Griffin III. And T said to me one thing, I don't like him as a player, but I like him as an analyst. T was keeping it real. As her only real. Y'all talking about, and I was like thinking about that thing, and you know, sometimes Teresa say stuff to me, and I'll act like it didn't register, I didn't hear it, I didn't think about it. Shut up, Teresa. But her voice in my head is fermented. You understand what I'm talking about? So I hear everything she say, and I happen to agree. I don't agree with RG3 as a person, his personal decisions
yeah.
and things of this nature. But as an analyst, Bruh keeps it real, man. Bruh keeps
yeah.
it real as an analyst. So, you know, I give him his props for that. Now, Tree, are you ready for my story today? Okay?
Let's get it.
My coworker and I were at work this morning talking. And this dude
mm-hmm.
walked by us. This dude walked by us, and he had his little dog on his leash. Nothing out of the ordinary. People always walk their dogs on my job. So the dog, you know, slowed down, was sniffing the ground. You know how dogs do. And
right.
I looked at the dog, and I said, hold up. Wait a minute. I said, dude, I said, what breed of dog is that? He said a Chihuahua mixed with a Alaskan Malamute. I said,
oh,
what?
Lord.
And
oh,
look,
Lord.
All I could say to dude oh. was, how? How is that? A Chihuahua mixed with an Alaskan Malamute? Do you understand the size difference?
Word.
What's the R word? That
it's
R-A-P-E. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, listen. That guy was laughing so hard because my response
yeah.
to him was, how? How is that possible? A Chihuahua and an Alaskan Malamute? We're talking about a huge dog and a little bitty dog made it.
Right.
He made his dog. And he was just walking around like, you know, and then, listen, the closer the dog got to us, he got super aggressive. I said, see, that's the Chihuahua in him. And the guy started laughing. He said, yeah. He said, sometimes he does display extra curriculum because he just, you know, he's a big dog. Stuck in a little dog body.
Little
I said,
body.
Man,
mm-hmm.
I said, whatever. I could not believe it, Therese. This was the first time I have ever in my life, all the dogs
That's
I've
true.
Seen and been around,
right.
I have never seen a little breed mixed with a huge breed. That was crazy
right.
to me. And then I was like, well, which one was the male and which one was the female? And he was like, you got to ask that question. And I'm like, yeah, I need to know.
Yeah.
the Chihuahua was the male and the Malamute was the female. He said my buddy had the dogs and he wasn't watching them during the female's dog mating period. And they hooked up, locked up, and this is the result. I said, wow, wow. That, hey, listen.
That's not good.
I'm trying to. I've seen it all, y'all. Yeah. I had to mark that off my bucket list. Because I've seen the short breed mixed with a large breed. First time in my life, ever. And listen, I'm an avid dog lover. You know that, Treat. I love dogs.
Yeah.
And to see that thing, I'm serious. I looked at the dog. I know you probably haven't seen the movie, I Love You, Man. But dude had a dog in that movie, and when they were talking about the dog looked up at the man and gave him his face. And for those of us movie lovers that have seen that movie, that dog looked up at me and gave me that same face like, what you looking at? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, slam. I'm trying to figure out how you got here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
You
crazy,
had a face.
But,
you had one of them faces that needed to be punched. He was looking at one. You had the face that needed to be punched at that time.
That dog had a face that needed to be punched. I should have punched him, too. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back, y'all. We come back, MLB.
Yeah.
My friend, feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer,
All right, y'all. MLB, the 200 home run club. We're going to start with the home runs. Pete Alonso, 152 home runs. Aaron Judge, 141 home runs. Kyle Schwarber, ex-National, 130 home runs. Matt Olson, 127 home runs. And Eugenio Suarez, 127 home runs. The RBI 400 club. We have Jose Abreu, 379. Rafael Devers with 368. Nolan Arendo, 365. And Jose Ramirez with 368. I'm telling y'all, I'm marking these milestones and wondering if these guys can reach it because Tails Corner wants to support the MLB. We want people to have more reason to watch and be interested. Say that four times. Yeah, I'm out. So yeah. Anybody particular that you're watching, Therese, with this MLB thing?
It's kind of early, but I do want to see what Aaron Judge do just because of him making the 200 club. I want to see how far he can make it this year. I am watching him.
Okay. Aaron Judge. I like Aaron Judge, you know. Yeah, I don't have nothing bad to say about Aaron Judge. I mean, I really don't have anything bad to say about, you know, baseball at this moment.
Right.
Sure somebody will irk. I'm pretty
okay.
sure somebody will irk me. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in the Huckleberry. Let's bring Huck in early. What's up,
come on,
Kel's Corner Nation? What's
up,
Kel's Corner Nation? How y'all doing today?
Bro?
Listen.
All right.
Sis, you never fail
yeah.
to keep it on track. And that's what I like. What's up, Kel? You look like when you said, it's too early. It's too early.
Yeah.
I like when Kel read off the numbers and got all the facts. But it's, man,
yeah.
it's too early right now. But I'm going to tell you the one that you can scratch off. I'm paying attention to Aaron Judge, too. But the one that you can scratch off, nobody's going to get it this year. Nobody's gotten it in almost 50 years, and that's the 400 Club. It's
okay.
so hard to attain that because you got to maintain an average throughout the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
162 games, you're going to eventually go into a slump. Ted Williamson had an amazing year. I think it was 1956, something like that, and where he batted
mm-hmm.
400. And it's just hard to do. Yeah, it's hard to do because you got to maintain
really
an average. Yeah, so
well,
that one you can scratch off. But
Abreu is at 379 already. Abreu is at 379 already.
That's in the games. That's the average of games he's played so far, though, Kel. You got to look at where his average is going to be. Yeah, that's what it is. It's from the beginning of the season. His batting average right now, which he's hot right now. You're right. He's
mm-hmm.
hot right now. And he's at 379, but it's over a span of the games that he's played from the beginning of the season to now. Your 400 has to go throughout. They measure it at the end of the season, not during the season. At the end of the season, what's your average?
Yeah.
And that's hard to maintain.
You're absolutely correct, but I must correct you on one point. This is from 2019 to the present day. This is from 2019.
Oh, well, that don't mean nothing, Dan.
To the present
yeah.
day. No, yes, it do.
Yeah, that,
yes, it does.
Yes, I'll tell you why. Listen
to
me good.
The 400 club.
No. It's not. No, you mean 400 hits? Oh, you talking about? I thought you were talking about 400 average.
RBIs. 400
RBIs. Oh, well, no. Oh, you didn't say RBIs. At least I didn't hear RBIs at first. I thought you were talking about the 400 as far as your average goes for the season. That's the hardest thing in the world to do out there. Nobody's been able to do it. But 400 RBIs, and he's already 379. Yeah, he should get that.
I'm sorry.
Well,
who averaged 400?
Pete Alonso, since 2019, is at 392 RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I'm basically saying is we should see at least Pete Alonso reach the 400 RBI club, and these other guys also have an opportunity. Let me clarify that. These other guys also have an opportunity. Now, this 200 home run club, the tear that Aaron Judge went on last year, I don't think that's that far-fetched, out of reach. I really don't. Somebody going to say something?
I was thinking. I'm listening to what you're saying, and then I'm trying to get my thought in my mind. Like, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
But I think, because Barry Bonds he did 400 home runs and 400 steals. So he did a 400 and 400. And he's probably
right.
the only one that I've ever seen do that. And I don't know who else has come close to that. Like you saying, this guy is coming close. So maybe we'll see it with this guy. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be challenging. Because he is hot right
yeah.
now. So, I don't know. And it's early. So, he could very well do it. I'm not sure.
All right. Let's take another call on this one. What's up, Lou? Lou in Jersey.
Hey,
good evening.
Lou.
Good evening.
What's happening?
All right. Well,
how you feel, Lou?
I mean, not for nothing, but you know, that's those are pretty hard numbers to come by as well. You know, 400 RBIs and 4 home runs. That, you know, but Aaron Judge, you know, has been pretty good over his first few years, and he might be able to make 400 home runs, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
I think maybe
Pete Alonso. Yeah, okay. But that's why I say on this list, Pete Alonso and Aaron Judge are the two guys that I really have faith in doing this, reaching this milestone.
Yeah.
I really do. You know,
okay.
The other guys, their numbers tell me that they have been consistent since 2019. You know what I mean? That's what their numbers are telling me. But I'm with 57. I don't know if they're going to be as consistent with the grind of an MLB season to reach that 400. Excuse me?
Consistency is key.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the cab. Yeah.
Cab.
Hey, what's up, family? Kettle's Corner family.
Cab, Cab.
What's up, Cab?
All right. I got a name for you. If this guy can stay healthy, Francisco Lindor, he can jump in.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? It's funny I would say him because he gets an honorable mention in both categories, from the home runs and the RBIs. So yeah, he's definitely a player to watch.
Yes, sir.
But he stay hurt. Like, good Lord.
I know.
No, I don't know. Today's athletes, I mean, I just don't know what to say about it, you know?
Exactly. I'm going to tell you what it is, bro. Let me tell you what it is real quick.
That?
Sorry to cut you off.
You
back in the day, our era, the guys played hurt. The guys played
right.
hurt. Nowadays, with these balloon contracts, The team protects the player from himself. The moment you report an injury, they're going to nurse it, and get you back out there so it can be right. Back in the day, man, we wrapping it up, give me a shot, blah, 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 let's go. The money is the investment. Mm-hmm. They spend so much money on these contracts, and they don't want you out there half-tail.
Okay.
I was looking at, because y'all know I don't mean to cut across anybody. But y'all know I'm a baseball fanatic, and I look back at
me too.
Old guys who know guys like Denny McClain who won 30 games in one season.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the pitch like that anymore. You don't get the pitch like that anymore because after four innings, the playbook says, okay, let's start looking at to take him out of the game. You know, you can't fight yourself out of a box like you used to be able to if you're down in the slumps. Because this playbook says, get him out. You know, don't go for the first down on fourth and inches. Because the playbook says, punt the ball. So we don't play like that anymore.
Yep. You know, back in the day coming up. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go,
I'm a baseball
go ahead,
fanatic
now.
Too. So no, coming
go
up
ahead.
Back in the day, you wanted your starting pitcher to go seven innings, and then you bring in the short relief. Long relief, and then the closer. Now it's you want him to do 4 to 5 innings, get him out of there, and now you got all these middle relief. Never heard of a middle reliever until the last couple of years.
Right.
In my life.
What is that?
Middle relief.
What is a middle reliever? I kind of say, what is that?
Could that be Major League trying to protect the investment, not having these guys go as far as they used to? Not pitch as much because
all
you
of
that
be above.
Tommy John, Tommy John surgery.
Yeah,
Tommy John surgery.
Yes, right.
I was just about to say that. Tommy John I'm surprised when I hear Tommy John's mentioned in football. But in baseball, man, a guy get out and throw 4 or 5 innings, and they sit him down, Tommy John said.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then it takes forever to heal from it.
Yep.
That surgery, and it's a bad thing that Tommy John, who after he's the first person to have that surgery, after he had it, he was a dominant pitcher for the New York Yankees
yes.
for about 5 yep. years. He was dominant.
Facts.
The reason why quarterbacks have it is the motion is almost the same when you pull in that elbow, that ligament in that elbow that causes you to have
uh-huh.
to have that surgery. It's almost the same.
The torque. Yeah, that torque.
I thought
yep,
it was in the shoulder.
I think it's the elbow, ain't it? And it caps.
It's right at the elbow.
It's
right
the
at the elbow.
Yeah.
Right at the elbow?
Inside.
Okay.
The inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Inside of your elbow.
Okay.
And what happens,
sis,
is the way you throw
that
your curveball is what causes it to happen.
Lord,
yeah.
Stop throwing them curveballs
yeah.
so hard, y'all. Getting them Tommy Jones.
And you know what? It's funny. they show Matt Scherzer's pitching hand, and he literally, throws the ball so hard where he had rubbed his fingerprint off of any finger that comes in contact with the baseball as he's throwing it. And I'm like, God,
oh, wow.
Huh? How could you throw a ball so hard that you lose your fingerprint? But then I saw him reach speeds of 98 and 100, and the violent nature in which it takes to reach that, I understand. I can see why.
Exactly.
Seriously. Because the baseball
just
is
imagine
never,
throwing a
you
ball.
Know?
Just imagine throwing a ball 100 miles per hour. Even 90. I mean, listen. 70 is off the Richter scale for me. But when you go past 70 and then you hit 80 and then you 90 and then you at 100 and sometimes 108, that is thrown. I mean, I've been through all everything. My whole arm be broke. I'm trying to throw.
That's why Aroldis Chapman don't get but an inning, barely an inning or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's all he
you
gets.
Know.
He a monster,
but
though.
Going further with that, though, sis, like you were saying, sis, you think about a batter got it from the time that pitcher starts his windup, a batter got to pick that ball up when it comes out of his hand. He got about 2 seconds to adjust to that ball getting to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. You know what I'm saying?
That thing crazy. The curveball.
That's why,
swinging at a missing a curveball.
I went to the batting range one time, and the guy said, we have 3 speeds. We have regular human, abnormal human, and MLB pitcher human. I said, let me see MLB pitcher human. I didn't even see the ball. I heard the machine shoot the ball, pitch the ball. I heard the ball make contact behind me, but I literally did not see the baseball coming at me. I said, hey, break the zone down to regular Hill. I can't see that ball. And again, I ain't trying to get hit by no baseball. You know what I'm saying? But that thing was like, wow. Baseball pitches throw the
ball. Now, just add into that, Kale. It ain't just coming straight at you. It's dropping off the plate when it gets right to you, exploding in front of your face, and you wonder where it went. You know,
that
it looks like it's about to
about
hit you.
Riser?
You know what I'm saying? There, yes, sir. You looking at it, and then all of a sudden it's just gone over your head.
We
it's just incredible, man.
We got to get some
man.
Catchers, too. They got to catch this ball coming in.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Back,
Lord have mercy, coming that fast, too.
They need a love seat. That ball. They need a love seat.
Exactly. And just imagine that when it bounced off the ground, how about, and then it hit him a little bit on the shoulder where the padding ain't right there. Oh, yeah, that's going to leave a mark. That's going to leave a big mark there.
That's why
I played catch in high school.
Wrist last year.
Oh, Lord.
It ain't no joke back there. You got to be. You know, that padding is on there for a reason. For a reason. Because that ball hits you coming at 95 an hour.
Exactly. If I was a catcher, let me tell you, if I was a catcher, I would have a whole thing on. My whole body would be suited and booted. You wouldn't be able to hit no parts of my
body.
Body
armor.
No
parts. Yeah, right.
You know, no, sir.
To me, it's the equivalent, and I've always said this, baseball catchers and hockey goalies, them some different type of dudes, man. Them some different type of dudes because to purposely get in the way of an object coming at you upwards of 80, 90 miles an hour, man, my head is off to you, bro, and I'll just sit over here and watch.
And you know, and now I understand why, like, Ovechkin will score 5 goals, but at the end of the game, they give the credit to the goalie. All of them line up, and they all headbang the goalie. You know, it's because it's his game. It's his game. He saved them, and you got to, man, that puck is coming at you.
Oh, my God.
And like you said, you know, you got to have body armor on the back there almost.
I was going to go ahead and say, you got to have nuts. I ain't even playing.
Thanks, sis. Go ahead with your bad self.
I said I'm going to say it. I don't have
enough stuff. You got to protect them.
Definitely got to protect them.
You know, look, you can tell she got a man at home. She looking off of them Quavos, buddy.
That's right.
You know what? We gonna bring that man in. What up, Ty? Get him,
Hey,
Ty. 57, you terrible, man. What's up, Phil? What's going on, fam? How y'all doing today? What's up, big bro?
What's up, baby boy?
Hey, nothing, man. Lady T, I hear you. Hey, you terrible, 57.
Yeah.
Hey, your wife started it, bro. She started it.
Yeah, so I did. As soon as she said it, I started out laughing. I said, oh, they about to go with this one right here.
Oh, she, hey, bro, she tried to be bionic on us, bro.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't messing with him.
I'm going to stop, sis. I'm going to stop.
Let's bring Big Boy in on this, man. What's up, Big Boy?
What's up, Big Boy?
Take your phone off mute, man. Come on, Big Boy.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Man, I ain't doing that.
Okay, Big Boy might be cutting hair. That's why he's not answering. Hey, kudos to these guys in these clubs. I kind of want to see Pete Alonso do it with the RBIs, you know, because he is so close. He's only 8 RBIs away from 400. So, you know, and you know, like I say, man, that gives us something further to watch and hope for.
Oh, yeah, you just said RBIs.
Go ahead.
My bad. I'm not. I think the Nationals, look out for me. I'm making a prediction here. The Nationals are going to have a good year this year.
Let me get my pen.
There you go. Write it down.
Okay.
Dang, know what I'm talking about. The Nationals going to have a good year this year.
Let everybody else know.
Yeah, Nationals going to have a good year this year. They're getting some young players in there. Guys, exactly. The Mets should win this division this year. All the way. If they don't win this division, Something's wrong.
Yeah. With Verlander coming, Verlander about to be back in a minute. It's about to be lights out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you said y'all
they playing the game.
Division.
I don't think the Nats going to win the division. I think the Mets should win. The Mets should go to the World Series this year. For what they got with Verlander is a big piece, and they playing it just right.
Yep.
They got him rested now and everything,
yep.
And, you know, and depend on how they work, him and Scherzer together.
Oh, yeah.
With the hitting that they got, they should go to the World Series this year. I'm going to make that prediction right now. Cap, you with me on this or what?
100%, sir.
My
oh,
man.
Let me put Cap on here. Hold on.
Mets. The Mets, huh?
I got you, the
all
Mets.
Right. All right. Y'all better stop playing with me. You're going to make me go down to MGM, put a bet in.
Hey, man, hold on. Don't take my – look, don't go down there and lose your money on what I said now.
Hey, listen.
You ain't
going
to do the Bradley Bill. Don't do the Bradley Bill, huh?
I'm not even –
that's right.
Hey, Cap, real quick, y'all.
Come
I got the real Cap this. Mr. Gilmer came up to me today, and he said, Matt, Cap told me what you said about Bradley Beal, and tell your peoples on Kale's Corner, I agree with you. Bradley Beal should reduce his role somewhat trying to play point guard and handle the ball. I said, what? I said, Cap told you that. He said, yeah, man. Cap told me that. I was
yeah,
like, boy.
Yeah, he's sick of Bradley Beal, too. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Hey, man.
Y'all
I'm going to say the same
y'all
thing to you, Cap.
Y'all
I've been
really going to be sick of the business.
Thank you.
Mm.
Hey, Bradley Beal is the only bright spot other than Kuzma and Bradley Beal and the Wright and Davis. Bradley Beal, why y'all don't give this guy his credit, man, for being a
why you not giving
he's getting too
why
much.
Not
hey, look, because Porzingis is not playing in this position like he should be. We need a center. We don't need no 3-point shooting power forward. We need a center. That's what we need. You know, Bradley Beal is being asked to do
he's
too much,
not big enough.
And we need to start recognizing that.
You think the coaches are asking Brad to do these things? That's what you're saying?
Of course. You think he's going out there saying, okay, I'm going to run the show tonight? No, that ain't happening. He's doing what the system, what the organization is asking him to do.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal has never been that type of player to say, on your face. He's never been that type of guy with management or anybody. He's not like that.
Right.
If you said John Wall was like that, I would go, okay, I believe that. But not Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Bradley Beal is a Robin or the third guy. You know what I mean? Like the second or third, maybe closer to third right now, but he's definitely not a number one to me.
Okay. That's cool. Well, since we're on the NBA, let's talk these play-in games. Great move, guys. What'd you say, King? Lady G?
I said we didn't move right on through there. MLB right there.
Tang sure is quiet. We talked about the Wizards. Tang didn't say a word.
Not a word. And I just knew Tang was going to come in. And Tang ain't say a word. Hey.
All I gotta say, this is the first year with Matt turning the ball over. He was only like 2.3 or something. The person that had the most turnovers this year controlling the ball was Luka Doncic, and I just leave it at that.
All right, that's
but,
cool. But
y'all already know how I feel about Bill.
I don't care
about
Dallas.
Bill can't do no wrong.
I don't care about Dallas stats, bro. I don't care about
Dallas.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's why Dallas sitting at home. You're right. Whoever said that. Who said that, Cap?
Cap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Luka's going to be in New York next year anyway.
I'm going to say this because I'm wearing my Chicago shirt right now. I'm saying this. We got a great game.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I had to watch it today. I couldn't even watch it last night. My nerves were so bad, I couldn't even watch it. So I watched it today. I'm telling you, I couldn't. But
what you
going to
do Friday?
Listen, I'm going to have to watch it on Saturday. Okay? When the game is over. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm already shaking. Like, you know, I'm just nervous all the time. Because we're going to have a – listen, if we beat the Heat tomorrow, right, and we get that A spot, do you know we have to beat the Bucks in 7 games? Like, come on, y'all. We tied.
Either way, it's either one more game or two more games.
They didn't got rested up. They over there in the sauna, in the pool. They didn't went to Disney World. They chilling. And then here we come.
I think y'all going to beat Miami.
I think y'all got them. But I'm talking about after that.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about after that. If the Miami team that shows up, the Miami team that showed up last night versus the Hawks go to try and play against Chicago, yes, Chicago is going to beat the socks off of that Miami team that we saw. Because I found myself asking, where's Jimmy Butler? And I had to really look on the court and stare at the play. Okay, there goes Jimmy Butler right there. I mean, layups, jumpers, mid shots, everything. Jimmy Butler just was not on. And Teresa and I were talking about Hero. Hero was off last night as
Lowry
well.
Too.
And I'm like, Lowry, yes. But you know what? I'm going to tell y'all. The thing with Lowry, he is more concerned with the referees and making a spectacle out of himself. He's more concerned with
Lowry had a good game last night, though.
Okay.
He had close to 30. He had close to 30. I mean, it's been a while. But, yeah, he spent a lot of time with the ref. You're right.
Hey, look. Levine was the Dragon Slayer last night. Yeah, Levine. I thought he played a great game last night.
Ooh,
he just added to DeRozan's game. Yeah. He just played ball last night.
And his daughter was amazing over there with the screens, making them hit his daddy free throws. Oh, my gracious.
Hey,
he was amazing.
Hey, you just jumped off the Hawks and the Heat and went straight to the Bulls and the Raptors. We still talking Hawks and Heat, man.
Yeah,
we moving fast tonight, Kale.
My
we
bad.
Moving fast and supersonic. We supersonic tonight.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
Oh, man.
Okay. The Bulls beat the Raptors.
109
to the Bulls beat the Raptors 109 to 105 last night. Lakers beat the Timberwolves 108 to 102. And the Thunder beat the Pelicans 123-118. And let me say this, man. They kept showing Zion Williamson on the bench, and it was just like bothering me that yet another season this young man has not been able to stay healthy. Another season
and
where
hold on, Big Blunt. It wasn't even about him being healthy. Guess what he said that the problem was?
Yeah.
He was healthy. They already cleared him to play. He was out there dunking in the warm-up line.
Yeah.
He was dunking the ball. That boy said that he's just not feeling like Zion right now, like he got a mental problem. I'm telling you, something wrong with that young boy.
Ben Simmons.
He got the Ben Simmons syndrome cap.
Heartbeat.
What gets me is, how you getting these people that's going along with him? Well, if he don't feel like he should be playing, man, I just paid you $38 million. You better get your butt on that court.
Okay.
Shoot.
No,
okay.
C.J. McCollum,
hear about
C.J.
How
McCollum
you feel.
Said something today. C.J. McCollum said something today. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't blame
him.
Well,
some kind of
hey, man, you got to do. Come on, man. We're going to put our names in history right now. This is what we're fighting
right.
for. To put our name in history, bro.
Yeah.
We need
True
you.
Fact.
You are a key piece to this team. We need you. We got, it's time
out
for that. I don't feel like myself. Well, who do you feel like, bro? Can you play
exactly.
basketball?
Something like me.
Like they said today,
like,
man. Ain't none of these young players, or very few of them, got that mama mentality where they're going to go out there no matter what and give it to you. These are very few of them out
there.
You know how you going to say, I feel okay.
They had to hide AI's jersey, man. They had to hide AI's jersey when he was injured.
Give it to him, Cam. Give it to him.
He was cussing and fussing looking for his uniform. They had to hide it.
Shoot, Michael Jordan pissed the Bulls off because they wanted him to stay on the bench that rookie year with his foot hurt because they didn't want to mess up their lottery pick. He raised hell and made them put him back on the court.
That's right.
You ain't got no
That's
more
right.
players like that out there
you
anymore.
Like
they ain't out there.
No, they're different. They different.
Huh?
No, you're right. You ain't got no more players like that, 57.
Yeah,
like
you're right, sis.
Is retired, or they didn't pass away, or they somewhere in the kitchen cooking.
Coaching.
That's welcome, Cuzzo.
There you go. Or coaching.
Let's welcome Cuzzo to the corner, fam. What's up, Cuz?
Hey, Cuz.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey.
What's up, Cuzzo? This is Bug.
I got on a little late, but nonetheless, I still tried to call in.
That's what's up.
Hey, bro, you here?
My man.
I stuck in and started listening to y'all conversation.
How you feel about it?
Yeah, how do you feel about this NBA play-in tournament?
My personal opinion, it's weird to me. Only because it's like the way they did it, the setup, I don't know if it really – it's like – to me, it's like they try to get teams in just so that they can still make money. They got a way that they're going to have somebody to be able to get in for us to do something.
That's
because certain teams, they need to last a little while in order to keep that bread going. So I kind of feel like it's more just along them lines. But what does it really prove? You know what I'm saying? Like
– Yeah.
It's weird because I think if you lose, if I'm not mistaken, if one team lose like that first game or something, you still get a chance to play another team or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that joint, it's
that's what
like,
I like.
It just feels so set up. Like, why are the rules like that? I don't understand it. So I don't like it myself, but whatever.
Me either.
You know what?
I was just having this conversation.
You know what, y'all?
Go ahead.
I just had a thought. I think that the time that is usually no basketball on, I think the NBA said, yo, we're not making money during that time period. We have arenas that are empty, that people will come if their team is in a play-in. So let's do that. Let's get a spot on Tuesday and a spot on Thursday for these teams to play. That way, that week in between the actual starting of the playoffs, we still have basketball. We're still making money. I mean, that's just my thought on it, for real, because I don't –
All
they're
doing is making me waste my Marlboros, man, because them games ain't necessary. You know, but when you know a Timber, I mean, you look at this. I mean, the most frustrating game the other night was the Timberwolves and the Lakers. all of a sudden Greg Anthony Towns falls in love with the 3-point shot, but you've been playing underneath all night long. Y'all been killing them.
Right.
Now all of a sudden everybody want to shoot 3-pointers instead of taking going to the basket. I mean, the Lakers look like an old team, and you couldn't beat them. Now LeBron, you ain't gonna give LeBron 3 shots at the same and from the same spot, and he ain't gonna make one of them. He gonna make one of them.
He gonna make one of them. Two
key players.
Exactly.
Go to overtime.
And then that boy had a bad game also.
I'm gonna say
it
this
seemed like
about
they
that
told him to sit down.
I'm gonna say
you're right,
about
kid. I mean,
that and Timberwolves game. I saw the referees take control. I truly did. They were calling fouls on Cat left and freaking right on this
oh,
man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the offensive
oh, yes, sir.
End, the defensive end, and I look at LeBron, and I'm like, I'm waiting, and no referee blows a whistle. No referee says anything. And I'm like, come on, man. Y'all,
LeBron did what he wanted that last 5 minutes of that game. He walked, he smacked people in the face. They didn't call nothing on him. And he still couldn't hit the shot. If he could have buried half of the shot that he missed, they would have destroyed to the Timberwolves. I said, look at this setup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's your setup.
Man, nobody knows the last time they called a travel on LeBron. The man
and
walked.
We
seen him grab the ball and literally start walking up the court 3-4 steps before you even took a dribble, and they didn't call that. And he's done that multiple times. Like they pass the ball into him, he just start walking with it before he even dribble. Like you know, they don't call that on LeBron.
That's crazy.
I guess
they got their hand in front of their face like Angel Reese that you can't see.
You can't see. Hey, look. Hey, sis. They go, did you call that
like
walk?
That.
Did you see him tell me I couldn't see him? I couldn't see
okay.
him.
Okay. I can't see him.
But,
you know that's wrong thing. I ain't calling no foul on him. No walk.
But this is the type of stuff that produces the arguments that people make when it comes to the whole LeBron and Jordan situation, because I can't remember a time where fouls and stuff like that against Mike were not called. I can't recall them. Maybe it's because it's been so long since he's played, but I really cannot recall fouls being called. I don't remember Mike playing a game where he's had four fouls called on him. But it was because he played within the perimeters of basketball. You see LeBron commit four or five fouls and nothing is called. Like Tiny Bug said, I remember the games when LeBron received the ball inbound and proceeded to walk at game trip. And I'm like, come on, young, they're not going to call that. And the announcers are looking at it and rewinding it and making it a point, emphasis, and still nothing is said. Nothing is said. This fuels that argument. This fuels that
we
argument.
We
got to
stop. I've got these two movies I watch. Both of them the same. Gunfight at O.K. Corral and Tombstone. Both of them great movies. I love them both. You ask me which one I'd rather watch if you put it on TV? I'm going to say Gunfight at O.K. Corral. Why? To me, it was the greatest. The other one is great. Let's stop comparing Michael and LeBron together. LeBron is great for his generation. Michael was great doing his. Kareem was great doing his. Who's the greatest? We're going to argue forever over this right here. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
They all are.
Yeah.
And
there's no argument for me.
Not
there you
for
go.
Me either.
If you want to give somebody great, give it to Bill Russell. because he had to play and deal with the racism. So let's give it to him. You know,
oh, yeah, he had the greatest
mental
fortitude.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
yeah.
I mean.
And they don't even mention his name. They don't even mention his name. And yeah,
well,
like,
you know,
that man got death threats. Death threats called against him.
Bill Russell was around during the time where it was okay to be racist. So they're not going to mention him, which I feel is a tragedy in itself, because the man
you
still
mean 2023?
The man still had all these accomplishments. So you must acknowledge his accomplishments. But I'm saying as far as the reports and the write-ups on what he did as he was actually doing it. I'm not talking about 2023. I'm talking about back in Russell's heyday when he played. We all know, all the reporters, you know, this was back when they could smoke cigarettes in the Marlboros in the newsroom. And it wasn't nothing for them to come out their mouth with the N-word. You know, that N-word makes me sick. Yeah, and they report as such and left out a lot of that man's accomplishments.
Well, see, another thing, too, with Bill Russell, he turned around and he married one of the people. So that's another reason why they don't give him, you know, a lot of his credit, because he was married to one of them. So
yeah.
I'm just going to leave that right there.
Condition.
Yeah.
Like a man going to jail, getting locked, going to jail for 20 years, getting out, going right back the next day. Mine is just conditioned to the times.
I'm with you, 57. If we're going to talk about greatness, Bill Russell's name should be added in the conversation. It really should, because he did what I don't think we'll ever see again. He did what no one has done. His accomplishment, I mean, we talking about people reaching other folks' records and stuff. I don't think Russell's records will ever be reached. And I think he will be solidified in history for the remainder of basketball. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, all I was just trying to say was if we all got our greatest. I got mine, and I just think it'll never be a number one in everybody's eyes. I think that everybody just got their own. Kobe is somebody's, and Mike is somebody's, and you know, I just think that's the way it is. I'm sorry.
It is.
I mean, hey, listen, I told y'all, it wasn't until after Kobe passed that I realized I was really watching greatness. I was caught up in the attitude, the arrogance, and everything, but when you're as good as he is, you can be as arrogant as you want to be. Because you're following it all up. You're backing it up with your actions. So, hey, you know, for that, I have apologized a million times over, because Kobe was great. He was great.
Yeah.
Completely skip Kobe and talk about LeBron and Mike. What about Kobe?
Kobe
was a better person in real life than Michael is.
Yes,
exactly.
What about
Kobe.
Magic? They don't even mention Magic Johnson. That is crazy.
Yeah,
you can talk about greatness and don't mention a 6'9 guy who ran the team at 6'9, played all five positions.
He got his own thing, bro.
Bill Russell got 11 titles, and he only played in a league. Bill Russell got 11 titles, but he only played in the league 13 years. Peep that.
Yeah, that was crazy that you said that, because that's who LeBron said that's who LeBron, when he came and said who he patting his game after, Magic Johnson. And they don't
after Magic.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Well,
anybody know the game.
And then when they talk about Ben Simmons, Magic Johnson was the first name the first name that they said, we're looking at the second coming of Magic with Ben Simmons when he was drafted. Once he got on the court, we all know that story. It wasn't no second coming of nobody once he actually got on the court. But yeah, you can call that man's name out. You can call that man's name out in comparison, saying that you're going to see greatness from this young man that man put forward, but you don't even talk about him when you're mentioning greatness.
Mind-boggling, man.
Yeah. Can I say this? I think it's because Bird and Magic saved the NBA. When the NBA was about to go under, they saved it.
Yep.
I think it doesn't even matter now when you hear people talking about they're about to break Magic's record for assists. It doesn't matter because you can't break what we know about Magic. Magic is like he's on his own stage to me by himself. It doesn't matter the records. We're talking about Magic Johnson, who saved the NBA when it was going down. Sir. So you can compare them all. Compare them all to Mike or whatever, but you can never replace Magic Johnson.
No. Nope.
That's the way I look at it in my book.
Just I'm gonna tell you, I was in Subway sandwich shop on Central Avenue one day, my brother, my cousin, and myself. And Magic walked in, and it was like the aura that this man carried with him on a daily basis. I was just like, wow. And I asked myself then, why people don't really talk about Magic and his accomplishments? He and Larry Bird single-handedly bought the NBA from the dead. Why people don't talk about that? Yeah, I understand. Well, we got Bill Russell with 11 championships. Bill Russell was the beginning. Magic was necessary. Magic and Bird were necessary to bring eyes back into the sport called NBA. Go ahead, Cap. I'm sorry.
No, I ain't say nothing. I'm listening.
Hey,
go ahead.
You I'm about to say, can I say one thing, though? Real quick.
Oh, that's Bud.
Your time, Bud.
Go ahead, Bud.
Yeah.
You good?
I love Jordan games. I do. I promise you that. But when I think about Kobe Bryant, I think about a lot of things that and the people that he inspired, like that Mamba mentality that he had. Kobe was different. The way he woke up in the morning, the time he woke up, everybody up partying, Kobe was different, but he learned a lot of that from Jordan. Jordan gave him game. He ran with it. It was like Jordan gassed up, you know what I'm saying, on 2.0. And when you think about some of the people that he influenced, he kept the NBA going after he passed because, like, Kyrie Irving, Devin Booker, Isaiah Thomas, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, DeMar DeRozan, all those guys learned the Mamba mentality from Kobe themselves. Like, Tatum, they all worked with him. So that man really, like, did a lot for basketball. I just want that to be said. That's all. Like, Kobe was different. He was different, just like Jordan was. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was...
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
I agree with you with that. I got a tidbit. I got a quick story about Kobe.
I'm sorry, saying that word.
I got a quick story about Kobe.
Camp.
No, you're good. You know where Kobe got all that from? He got it from his father. He got it from his father.
Yeah, you're right.
Listen,
you're right.
When Kobe, my boy was a basketball agent. They all balling out California, Venice Beach, or different places. Joe told Kobe, do not play full court nowhere. Only play half court. He's like, come on, Dad, let me run. No, half court, because that's in the playoffs. That's all you play is half court. And that's where it stemmed from, bro. He didn't run up and down like everybody else.
Yes, sir.
He strictly played half court and was dominant.
Yep. On both ends of the ball. When it was time, he would say, Kobe had said at that point, don't worry about him. He not scoring no more. Y'all do what y'all supposed to do. And then it happened. The main player did not score them. Like, he was dominant on both sides of the ball. it was times where Kobe took he said I'm not shooting. You remember the game where he didn't shoot on purpose just to show the Lakers that I told y'all I was right.
Yes, sir.
Yep. That's why
I'm like that.
I like the way he played ball. You know?
Don't nobody forget either. He did something that Michael did and did it better. He took four players that nobody wanted and took them to the championship and won the championship. He had Lamar Odom on. The only person he had on that team that, to me at that time, was Ron Harper, who was willing or had some experience. And they won the championship after Shaq was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he put that team together.
Kobe was driven. He was driven, man. He set out to show Shaq the mistake that he made. And Shaq, Kobe didn't hear of it until he passed when Shaq was giving his speech. And Shaq said, when Kobe won that championship after I left, he was like, that hurt me. That hurt me because I had an opportunity to be a part of that. But I chose otherwise. I chose to do other things. And Kobe tried to tell me all the time.
His ego was too big.
That's why when he did the interview after and they said, Kobe, how does it feel for your fifth ring? He said, I got one more than Shaq.
Yeah. It was his ego. His ego wouldn't allow him to, you know, just to humble himself down just a little bit. We ain't asking you to humble yourself all the way down. Just humble yourself enough to get a couple more rings and then do whatever you want to do after that. Go on, do whatever you want to do.
Right.
That's it, sis. You're right. I don't know. Yeah. Everybody had the same feeling. Why are y'all leaving each other? Y'all can't get along on the court to win some more rings? Dang.
Shaq
started doing the careers, man. You know, he started rapping, and he thought the other stuff was going to be better. That's all it was. He had a lot on his plate.
Right.
You see that rap game?
He turned
rap game slid off. The cheese slid off that cookie real fast.
Yes, sir.
All right, John. Tomorrow we got two more playing games, the Bulls and the Heat. And the Thunder and the Timberwolves. I don't ask me why, y'all. But Saturday, the actual playoff round one start with the Nets and the 76ers, the Hawks and the Celtics on Saturday. The Nets and the Sixers 1 p.m., the Celtics and the Hawks at 3:30. We got the Knicks and the Cavaliers on Saturday, 6 p.m., the Warriors and the Kings at 8:30. Game one, Sunday, Lakers and Grizzlies. Game one, Sunday, Clippers and Suns. And then we'll go into the game twos and so on and so on. So this is going to be a weekend of basketball for me, I'm telling you. Starting tomorrow, this will be a weekend of basketball for me. And, again, if that Heat team showed up against the Hawks, Chicago should be able to rest their starters come the third quarter. Seriously. Now, I think this Thunder and this Timberwolves game will be a little more intense and they'll have a little more action with it. But, you know.
When Gobert be back?
Yeah, Gobert will be back.
Let me
say
right here. Do y'all think if the Heat lose, they're gonna blow that team up? Cause that crew been together for over 3 years now.
Yep,
they've been together for 4 years.
Oh, they're gonna blow it up, yes, sir.
I didn't know exactly how much it was, but I know once 3 years go by with the same mob like that, I know Pat Riley, he'd be like, all right, they not gonna do it. It's time to break this up.
I think Pat Riley
is gonna be down.
Yeah. I think Pat Riley is beside himself over what he saw last night from this Heat team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, bro.
So,
yes, sir.
With all that in mind, Tang, I think it's some truth to what you're saying. I think they may just go ahead and blow this team up and start all over again.
Well, I think they're going
to What if they
the
just
Raptors
add
too?
Some pieces?
The Raptors, too. The Raptors going to get blown up, too. Pascal, Siakam, and
all
them.
Van
Fleet.
They're
all the same height. They've been together 4 years, too.
Yeah, they
and they can't
the
get back first.
They might not be there next year. They did say that, too.
Yeah.
And the Raptors, let's not forget the Raptors are not that long ago recently winners, you know.
2019?
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And but that buys you time. That buys you
okay,
time.
Okay, can I ask this a question?
It does.
I want to ask this a question because I know she'd be paying attention.
Okay.
What do you think if Dame Lillard ends up in Miami and they just add that to the puzzle?
They're going to have to get rid of some pieces.
He's saying now he doesn't want to be part of a rebuilding program. So it could be New York or it could be Miami.
Well, he's definitely going to Miami. I don't know, because New York is like right there. He might. That's a good one. I think he should go to New York.
I think he ends up in Miami, and I think Luka gonna end up in New York.
That's a possibility.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you, if Luka ends up in New York, it's gonna be a problem. If he continues to play this town
with Bronson,
I'm sure but that New York media,
the general, they already know that Bronson, he going to know when he get there that Bronson is the general
on
the floor. He going to know that.
And he ain't bringing that to New York.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. If he can't accept that, then he can just go somewhere else. They ain't going to deal with it.
Well, he has to go somewhere else.
But y'all are basically asking a man that has rode a bike with one foot, now you must ride with two. I'm not saying he can't do it, but I seriously think that it's going to be a problem.
It depends on how fast you want to get to the championship or not.
But
exactly.
York,
everybody don't like
something,
but sometimes things
will
be good for you.
They play on both ends. New York play on both ends. They play offense.
That's right.
Luka don't
That's
do
another
that.
Thing.
So he's not going to fit well with them. He's not going to fit in with them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right there, that's going to mess the chemistry up of that team.
Yeah.
He need to go somewhere where those he could be in control and they could put some people around him. Or stay in Dallas. Don't bring that foolishness nowhere else.
Mm-mm,
stay in Dallas.
Tibbs ain't going.
They want him out of Dallas.
You think Tibbs not going for that? He's not going for that at all.
I was going to say, there's no team he can go to but Dallas that he's going to be in control.
Yep.
You can think every
That's
team
right.
right now, and they got a floor general. He's going to have to learn how to play. Even if he came back, and even if Kyrie was to stay there and they were to try to build around him too, he's still going to have to take it in his mind that he got to take a step back. Them days of him controlling the ball, them days are over with starting next year for any team for him.
Yeah.
Even Dallas. Now if Kyrie not there, then he's going to continue to be the same Luka that we've been watching all our life.
Oh, they can't get rid of Kyrie. They can't get rid of him.
Yeah.
Kyrie is
there. Kyrie. Yeah, he's
at least for another
contract.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about that today.
Yeah.
Oh, so Kyrie
cost them too much money to try to get rid of Kyrie now.
Yeah, ain't nobody picking that up.
Well, guess what? If the Lakers don't do well, believe me, they're willing to spend that money.
That's true. Kyrie will fit well with LeBron.
Because that's the only person he fit well with. He ain't fit well with Luka. He ain't fit well with KD. He ain't fit well with Tatum. The only person he fit well with was LeBron. He need to go back. Whatever they said went on when they went on, they need to cut that out and get back together, Batman and Robin, because that's the only way he going to do something.
Hey, bro, but it's going to cost too much. You got to pay LeBron. You got to pay Kyrie. Then you got to pay the guy that's going to push the chair for LeBron, but his old butt. Come on, y'all.
The thing about the Lakers been doing what the Patriots was doing, so they're going to be able to pay Kyrie.
Yeah, we might see what he's getting out here, but you ain't gonna know what's getting up under the table. They going. I'm telling you.
True.
That's true.
I agree.
That's true.
The Lakers
are
in the first round, which I believe probably happened. Kyrie be over there with them, and they gonna take their money.
I just don't want them to go to the Warriors.
I don't think
it's
the Warriors.
You mean the Lakers? Yeah, that would be a waste. That would be a waste.
The Lakers play the Grizzlies?
Yeah, Lakers got
I think the Grizzlies will beat them up in 7 games.
Yeah.
Now, the Lakers, they already beat the Grizzlies. I mean, no, you're right. They played it. But you know what? Dang, you know what? They might get the Grizzlies. That's who they playing, the Grizzlies?
Yeah, they play the Grizzlies.
Oh, man, they might get the
Grizzlies.
So
ain't no games on tonight.
No, no games tonight.
No.
Tomorrow
night.
Medea goes to jail.
No, MLB.
Watch the rest of Medea goes to jail. I ain't watching no hockey, sis. The Capitol. Oh, yeah, I watch baseball. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed. I'm sorry, sis. I'm mad. The Caps didn't even make the playoffs. I'm mad.
No, they did not.
No, they did not. Hey, great conversation, y'all. Time to move on. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to do this mock draft for the Ravens.
Well, all right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Great musician, Rick James. I'm trying to
could have played that for the rest of the show, man.
Real quick, let's welcome in 007. What's up, dude?
Hey, what up, dude? Happy Thursday, everybody.
What's happening, Chang?
Hey, man, we busting out.
Hey,
007. The Ravens,
what up, 50
The Ravens only had 5 picks, y'all. But they busting out with these, though. They had the 22nd overall, the 86th overall, the 124th overall, 157th, and the 199th. With the 22nd pick, wide receiver, Quentin Johnson from TCU. The 86th pick.
Hey, dog.
Cornerback. The 86th pick. Cornerback, Jarcavius Martin, Illinois. With the 124th pick, offensive tackle, Currier Warren from Pittsburgh. The 157th pick, defensive tackles, Moro Ojomo from Texas. And with their final 199th pick, defensive tackle, Kobe Wooden from Auburn. Cap, you have the floor. How do you feel about this list, Cap?
What do you say for the 22nd pick?
For the 22nd pick, wide receiver, Quentin Johnson from TCU.
Yeah. Yep, that's about right. Everything is based on Lamar. If Lamar is still there, Quentin Johnson, boy, you talking about taking off the top? He can fly. He can fly.
Yes, he can.
His hands are questionable though. His hands
Dallas
is questionable.
Got their eyes on him too.
That's why I said something to Cap about it.
That's just why I said something.
No, he bad boy though. But now Lamar's there. That's what they're gonna do. If Lamar is gone, they talk. I mean,
you gone.
Like I can't really.
Right. Well, that's already a given, but it's hard to, you can throw all that out the window. You can throw all that out the window. They're not getting no receiver with that first pick. They're going to move up. They're going to try to get another quarterback. Like, this is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy,
all due
but
respect,
let's just say Lamar. Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Why do we even ask you about the Ravens? Why don't we just ask you about Lamar Jackson? Because wherever Lamar, if Lamar end up in Miami, that's where you going, right?
Oh, you ain't never lied. I'll be, man, listen, I'm right there with pictures and everything. Changing my
but with Odell Beckham, coming to Baltimore, I don't see why they won't sign Lamar Jackson.
No, yeah, I'm with you there, now. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. This is what I told Kevin before the show started. I was on early. My thing is, if Odell went there without knowing for sure what was going to happen with Lamar, he just went there for the bag. They offered him the most money, and he just took it. He don't care who's throwing the ball. I'm going to get mine. It's a one-year deal, and then I'm out.
Fact.
I'm going to show the world I still got it. I got, you know what I mean, 16, 18. Lamar, I'll see you next year, something like that. I don't, you know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking. So we'll see.
So in other words, this is a 1 year of auditions for Odell.
Yeah. One hit a quitter.
Yeah. He got 15 straight. That 3.8 is on incentive.
Yeah.
That's on touchdown yards and catches. That's easy for him. He's going to get all that money.
Easy. All that money.
Right. Yes, sir.
And listen, if he do really good, listen, everybody is going to be watching him. Because this is his audition. All year is going to be an audition for him. Whether the Ravens pick him back up or somebody else pick him back up, this is an audition for him. Because he's still, I mean, he's still relatively young. You know what I mean? Like, he's not no old man. So.
Yeah.
He got some more
You're right.
He
I mean, what I don't understand.
The way we
why
see
is that,
the 49ers with Mike Shanahan, they can take a average quarterback. And I'm not taking them from Garoppolo, but they could take an average quarterback, build up everything else on their team, defense, offense, kicking game, all of that, and go to the Super Bowl. But we can't do it on the East Coast. Baltimore can't do the same thing with a Odell Beckham, a good defense, a good offensive line, a running back, and an okay quarterback. They can't do the same thing. Is Shanahan that much of a better coach than most coaches in
the
NFL?
Yes, that's just what I was about to say. It's about Shanahan.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is that coach.
He is that coach.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
Hey, I saw him.
And I'm
going to
say it one
miracles.
More time for the record. He let his hang out all the time. He let him hang.
So John Harbaugh not?
No. Joe Harbaugh is a special teams coach. He's a special teams coach. If you think about it, when Baltimore was good, they had your Buddy Ryan. They had Rex Ryan running that dominant defense. You know, they had guys just
Marvin Lewis
in place. Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
Marvin
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
They had guys in place that were doing everything. You know what I'm saying? So, again, not to take anything away from Harbaugh at all, but if you're talking about Shanahan and Harbaugh, man, that's apples and oranges. They both fruit, but that's apples and oranges, seriously. Because I personally saw Shanahan do some amazing things as the offensive coordinator here in Washington. I was upset. Listen, my mother used to say this. I was pissed to my highest pissimity when they allowed them Shanahan to pack up and leave because I saw what they were working out in Washington. And the fact that Dan Snyder didn't give them the chance and he was so RG3 enamored that it just the whole train off the track and just wrecked it. And just wrecked it. So, yeah. And that's not to say anything bad about Harbaugh because I love the way he coaches.
Yeah.
He's very intimate with his players. You make a mistake, you got to see him coming off that sideline. He's not going to stand there stoic with his arms folded and give him that look like our
president. Are you talking about y'all, coach?
Wait till I get you home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know yeah.
Hey, they
you picked up on that real quick.
Commanders today, didn't
they? Yeah, no.
They got to win. They got to win.
Magic Johnson getting ready to buy the team anyway, man.
I think they
announced it today.
They
already got it.
That artist or something. They bought it today, I think, for $6
billion. No, okay.
No, they didn't buy it yet.
No.
The papers haven't been signed.
They
just agreed on it.
Yeah. They agreed in principle. And SportsCenter and PTI and first day, everybody losing their minds right now. We're going to see exactly what, but I do see this as a great move for us. Let's bring Rev. Is this Rev T or this Nas on the 111 number? Okay.
Yo, can you hear me?
Oh, this
there you
Nas.
Go,
what's
Nas.
Up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
Hey,
you know,
Nas.
Y'all celebrating? What up?
Yeah, we celebrate. You know what? Hell, let's go ahead and talk about it. You know, this sale. This sale of this team means so much, guys. A lot of the things that Washington football fans have been clamoring for, we're finally going to get it, a new stadium, okay? Our owner, now Dan Snyder was our owner that put money back into his product. So we can't be mad at him on that level. But all of the inconsistent to a great leader behavior that he displayed, like I'm just going to allow this thing to be, And that's all it is to it. Nah, bruh. As the owner and the leader of this organization, there are some things that are expected of you. There are some things that we as football fans, you know, want to see. And you keep coming with these excuses after excuse and reason after reason, and we're just like, you know, as Washington fans, we're fed up. We're fed up watching the debacle that you're calling a football club. We're fed up. We're fed tired of it. And with these new owners coming in, Josh Harris, along with Magic Johnson, I think that is great. I think that is great because I see these guys and Cap, they're talking about a major move already, which is going after Lamar Jackson. Because everyone on SportsCenter is saying that Washington, seriously, was just a quarterback away last year. They have a great offense.
Hell to
they
the
phenomenal. You
well,
know
this is Hell's Corner.
You know
this
it.
Ain't SportsCenter.
They have
center.
A phenomenal. They have, excuse me, sir. They have a phenomenal defense. And on the offensive side, the only thing that was missing was a quarterback and an owner who knew what the hell he was doing. Well, we have that now. We have that now, and I know it's just in principle that they have agreed, but this is the closest. This is the closest that any Washington fan has had to being happy in a long time, since 1999 when Dan Snyder purchased this team and came with a bunch of promises and lived up to none.
Why are you No, he did not. No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
I know you're feeling good.
I'm feeling, hey, man, look at here, man.
When the last time Magic won anything?
Magic?
Yeah.
You saying Magic Johnson? His baseball team?
Yeah, the Dodgers, I guess. The Dodgers.
When they win?
And his female.
They won basketball right before COVID. Right before COVID.
Yeah.
Man, that,
and the Sparks. Don't forget the Sparks. His female basketball team won
Magic
a championship
as well. 2020? Was they on that team 2020? Did he have a team in 2020?
Yes.
Well, the Dodgers.
Well, look.
The Dodgers team.
Hey, at the risk of y'all cussing me out, let's be clear about Magic's ownership stake. This is similar to Jay-Z for the Nets, similar to Condi Rice for the Denver Broncos. It's a really, really, really small slice. Ultimately, you're bringing him on because you needed diversity among your group, and Magic is available. He's basically giving you his name, and you're paying him out for his name. But as far as the day-to-day, like y'all already know, that's football people and the guy who's putting the most money on the table, and that would be the other gentleman within this deal. That is not Magic, and I'm not saying it's a slight Magic. This is what the game is. $6 billion is a lot. Roger Goodell would love to find a black owner for a football team. Problem is, anybody that has bread like that that's black, man, they're not about to risk all their fortune that they done worked hard on one deal, one venture. So it's hard to get a black owner, even though Goodell wants one. And then you got to get what is it, 60% of the owners to agree on you to get in? So, you know what I mean? So they got to do what they got to do.
So you think Magic has no say-so in what this team does? He would take that type of he would take that knowing that his name, he's just using his name, that Magic has no control at all over the team. You think he would do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because
I mean, knowing Magic the way we know him.
I don't know.
We know who Jay-Z.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, I come to you and say your brand is so strong
no.
that we willing to pay you for it. You telling me you turning that deal back? Like, come on, bro. I'm saying is this.
Who
wouldn't take that deal?
First, I'm going to say this. I'm not disagreeing with y'all. I'm just feeling that Magic is not like Jay-Z. We know the type of person Jay-Z is. He Illuminati damn. So he's going for the money. All I'm saying is I just think, hey, I ain't scared. Hey, yeah, you know, that's we know who controlling all that stuff up there. It's Jay-Z and the rest of his party. But I'm just saying that maybe I'm wrong, and maybe Magic has got a little control over what they're saying. He just don't seem like to be that type of guy that's been putting his name on stuff and not having some control over it. He has some control over the Dodgers when they won the championship, and he still got a little bit. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anybody wrong. I'm not saying
that. No, I'm
that.
With you,
Magic
I'm with you
was
because
not
I feel like
infielders.
I feel like,
okay.
I feel
sorry,
like 57 is going to something because on one hand, like, he might not have a lot to do with it, you know what I'm saying? But when you give the power, saying his name, then it gives him that power to do something or have some type of thing or something. Because you keep saying it, he owns it. So his name is pushed out there more and more and more, making it seem like he owns more than he really does. And it gives him a little bit more leeway to say, hey, let's do it this way or do it that way. And then if it don't happen, you know what I'm saying, it's going to hit the fan, and it's going to be like, oh, but Magic Johnson said let's do it this way, and they ain't want to do it, and it's going to be a big old thing about nothing. So, yes,
so
57
is
saying it could be true.
So basically, Lady T, he might be a scapegoat. That's what you're saying. If don't
exactly.
go wrong, it's going to be hard. Lord, that's messed up.
That could be it too, Tang. I ain't gonna go against that.
He's not gonna be a scapegoat.
Exactly.
The NFL is under fire for their lack of diversity as far as ownership. So because of that, they're gonna reach out and try to find people to add to the groups. And Magic is one of those people whose brand is so strong, he's gonna get that offer. Now, can Magic convince them to do different things with seating or food or some kind of event that he wanna do? Probably. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. But if somebody lands $6 billion on the table and one of the dudes is putting five and a half, like, come on, man. Like, that dude is going to say what?
Five and a half what? Billion?
I'm sorry.
Let me, five and a half what?
Now.
Or however much the biggest partner share is. Like, he's going to have the biggest say in how things go. Again, I'm not knocking Magic. His brand was so strong.
No, I understand what you're saying, Cap, but you ain't going
to
find
–
if you got a five and a – if you got a owner that can put in five and a half billion – I'm sorry, Nas, I apologize. If you got an owner that can put in five and a half billion, he can put in the whole $6 billion. He doesn't need Magic. All I'm saying is if Magic is putting in his money, he's sitting at the board table – sitting at the board table when they're making decisions. He's not just a name somewhere back in Kansas City or back in L.A.
Nah.
When they make a decision in D.C., he's sitting at the board table with them, virtual or whatever. That's all I'm saying.
I got you, 57. And my bad, I kept interrupting. I'm sorry about that. All
I'm
trying
to say
bro.
We ain't going to mad at that.
Go to the Denver Broncos deal last year. The Walmart family bought the Denver Broncos. They brought on Condoleezza Rice as a representative for diversity on the group. Now, do we think Condoleezza is making the decision? But
she don't know anything about football. We know that her name is just to be on the board.
Hold on. She was on the college.
Okay, you're right.
She got a background in football. She knows about football. But, again, you think the Walmart family didn't have enough bread to buy the Broncos? Yes, they did. But they wanted to bring somebody on so it doesn't look like they're excluding everybody and not trying to bring other people in. So, I mean, this is what the NFL is on right now. So, again,
let me say this. When you said the Walmart family bought out Denver and Condoleezza Rice, listen, nobody even knew about Condoleezza Rice being a part of that. I mean, like back then, nobody knew because they wasn't pushing her name out there like they pushing Magic's name out there. I'm not putting no small thing on it, but I didn't even know that she was a part of Denver Broncos. I never even knew that. So my thing is, they not pushing her name out there like they pushing Magic's name out there. So that's all I'm saying. When you got somebody named bigger than the person money, like Magic's name is bigger than his pockets, his partner's pockets. So that's why I'm saying if when you push that person's name out there, they get to say something. Condoleezza Rice, nobody likes her. She's a white woman trapped in a black body. So nobody really cares about Condoleezza Rice is what I'm trying to say. That's all.
One thing that you guys are leaving out, Magic Johnson, Josh Hearn, all names are better than Dan Snyder. So with that being said, it's a better direction for this club, this organization, with anybody not named Dan Snyder. That's all.
Not named the Snyder.
Or Latonya Snyder. Exactly. I don't care if Magic, if they say the chili dogs and the popcorn are your thing. You bring in whoever you want to bring in. You can put as many Subway kiosks in the stadium as you want. Whatever. I don't care. The only thing I care about is this knucklehead is gone. That's all that matters. Seriously.
Okay.
Right.
I don't care.
And when Magic show up at the presser and when he cut ribbons and all that, kiss babies and all that, that's value. It's worth
it.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all.
What you're saying too, bro. I understand what you're saying. But if you watch, and I'm going to make it quick. If Magic understands the struggle. When he left home, he knew that what he wanted to do, play basketball and be a businessman. So Magic's pride, I feel, is not going to allow him just to be a name on the headliner just because it helps you to sell some tickets and make it look good because he understands what the struggle has been about. So it's going to be more than just that. It's about putting blacks and people of color in the seats where we can control things, and that's what he's always been about. So it would surprise me if he was just throwing his name up there. So, and he's not making some type of decision.
Right. But
look, I'm not saying it couldn't happen,
and,
but it was surprising.
Jimmy Buss ran him out of the Lakers. What did they say? What were the leaks saying? Oh, he don't come to work that often. He's not involved in the day-to-day. Why? Because he said, I gave y'all my name. I'm the one that gave y'all back to prominence.
No, they tried to discredit Magic
over.
Because
they
Magic didn't like the way they were running
him.
The team. And they tried
yeah.
to discredit
yeah.
him because he came out and said that they were running the team in the ground. And then they tried
yep.
to say all of this bad stuff about Magic. That's what it was.
And
that's what it was.
Right.
It
was a similar deal.
It ain't had nothing to do with him working. It had everything to do with how they was trying to discredit him as a person. And he wasn't going for
Jimmy Buss, when Jimmy Buss and the rest of the executives, talking heads, decided we want to bring LeBron here. Magic was like, no, that's not going to build a team that lasts. And they were like,
yes, right.
no, we can win a couple of them just to stay in dominant faction in the NBA. And Magic was
relevant.
Like, no. Magic was thinking about the long term, and the Busses and the other executives were thinking about short term. And Magic was like, I'm out of here.
You're right about
I don't
that,
put
you're
my
right
name.
About that, big bro. You're right
yeah.
about that.
I don't put my name on
what really made them
deal.
Push. What really made
yeah,
them push
you,
Magic
but,
out, though, is when he won that championship. And that's when Jimmy Buss really was like, oh, nah, LeBron here. But you're right about that, what you said. But that's what made them really push him out of there because they won that championship and they felt like Magic didn't know what he was talking about. But he really did know what he was talking about.
Right.
Yep.
Look at him now.
And look at him now.
how old is Magic, y'all? How old is Magic? Because we have these conversations sometimes when people
like
bring up Jerry West. They'd be like, yeah, hire Jerry West to be the GM. Like, dude, Jerry West is 87 years old. Like, do you really think Jerry West is coming to the office every day? Now, again, this ain't no knock on Magic. The value
Magic
of Magic is already
years old.
yeah.
He's 63.
And Magic, and like I said, Magic going to figure out what part of that company he want to do. And that's what he going to do. Nothing more, nothing less. But, again, the buck stops somewhere. And when somebody laid down...
When Magic realized
they call
that the only reason why they hired him was because of his name, that Jeannie Buss, the daughter, was trying to use him because of his name, he started speaking out. He started speaking out long before the bubble. He started telling them how
yeah.
they was mismanaging the team. He was saying what he was telling
yep.
them everything. But she didn't want to hear that.
Yep.
She didn't want to hear none of that.
You're right.
And they luckily won the championship in the bubble.
And I was
they
going to say,
was
they
were lowest.
The
they had missed the playoffs.
Really
right. They had missed the playoffs yeah. multiple times. They were rebuilding. This was the worst it had been. They needed Magic to inject that energy back into the franchise. And that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time he left, he was beefing with all of them because they was trying to act like
that's
he was
right.
supposed to be doing more. And Rob Pelinka wanted more of the credit. So, you know, it is what it is. But, in D.C., Chocolate
and
City,
then it had to come out
man,
and
Magic's
apologize
about
to
be the king out there. Man, that dude going to do so much out there outside of the team and everything else, man. Like, it's going,
yeah.
it's all
yeah.
up for Magic.
Yeah.
And you talk about butts in the seat. Imagine going to a Washington football game and you get a chance to meet Magic. Man, you're going to have more people in that stadium. Just trying to meet Magic. They don't care about who, what wins or who, what which team wins. They want to meet Magic. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, yeah.
And
I,
before
I
you
it,
break ground on the stadium, when
saying.
You go talk to the politicians about how much money the federal government's gonna kick in, you want Magic in that room, shaking hands,
yeah.
doing that smile. That, like, man,
you know
why, again,
you know why? Those politicians. Will be caught up in who he is.
And
think about the great career that he has had and the outstanding businessman that he has been. So I'm telling you, as long as it's not Dan Snyder, I mean, y'all, they talking about rebuilding RFK. They're talking about going to get Lamar Jackson. They're talking about all of the – they've even given – the Washington football team, excuse me, they've even given them credit for having a good offense. And then the caveat to it all, they talking about Eric the Enemy and the special things that he's going to do with his offense. Adam Schefter himself said it's not going to be a 17-point team anymore. That Washington will play in games and some teams will accuse them.
Y'all get Lamar. I'm switching my fandom. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Y'all get Lamar. And think about it. Football season kickoff, happens. Season 2 of Winning Time on HBO, the Lakers story about Magic Johnson. Man, look, this ain't no small thing.
Soon we change our spots. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe this. I can't wait. Yeah, that was Nas. Come on, Nas.
I'm switching up, man. Y'all get Lamar. I'm on the team.
No, not y'all.
Hey, look, Cap's gonna be over there.
It's about
Cap
the players.
Over there too.
Yeah, Cap's going too. Hey, sis.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail to Lamar.
Ain't it nice when you got some Super Bowl rings under your belt that you ain't got a switch like that?
Oh, honey. Yeah,
it ain't about
indeed.
The rings for me. It's about the players. It's about the players.
Okay.
You try being a Falcon fan for 20 years and tell me how you feel. Hey, man, I'm a free agent.
Bro, I feel sorry for you if that's who your team has been.
Yeah, especially
in that
Pittsburgh
Super Bowl. Lamar is staying home. Y'all can wish all y'all want to. Lamar is staying home.
No,
I think so, too.
No, because, my Betty, you remember I said I'm out of the Lamar Jackson move. But today, on NFL Live, that was a name that was brought up because they were saying when the new owners come in and these guys can basically afford to kick some bread under the table, that they're going to be in position for a Lamar Jackson. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying we're going
it makes
to
sense,
go
though.
Get him. I'm not saying we're
Lamar
going to
Magic
get him.
Johnson.
I'm sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
No, my baddie. I want to hear what my baddie
said. My baddie said, y'all better stop counting y'all chicks before they are hatched. Thank you.
Okay. Tell Adam Schefter.
She said, Lamar is staying here.
Tell Adam
Schefter
that.
You might as well come on back, Cap.
Can we also say that they added the king of tampering? If y'all remember his NBA days as an executive, when he was trying to recruit players openly and kept getting fined, you think he's going to call that boy? That's all I'm saying.
He better not.
Hey, look, I got the conversation going. Hey, Lamar, this is Magic. Hey, look, man. Come on, man. We're going to kick you $200-300 million under the table. Come on the side. We're going to give you $153 million guaranteed and over $380 million for the life of your contract. Man, you think
that dude
going to be packed up so fast? But they can do that.
I'm packed up. I ain't packing nothing. I'm just leaving. I ain't packing nothing.
Leaving. Y'all see. Anybody see the Odell Beckham Jr. Signing today? At the same time they signed him, Odell Beckham signed Lamar Jackson. They did everything but go drive to his house and say, here we are, and open up the limo. He going to stay with Baltimore. They lavished all kinds of praises on him today. I mean, why would you go to Washington when they're going to give you the same amount of money that they're going to give me in Baltimore? They ain't going to give you no more, maybe a $2 million more than Baltimore going to give. That's it. They just gave you Odell Beckham Jr.
I believe it's because Washington is a better team than Baltimore right now.
Who you want? Scary Terry or Odell off 2 knee surgeries? Who you want?
And
I'm gonna go with Odell Beckham. If
It's about the destruction of that relationship. It's about how Lamar feels as though that these guys don't respect or honor him as a quarterback. When you got to go through all of this, when you got to go through all of this to get your money, that leaves a bitter taste in your mouth as a player. It really, truly does.
We said that about Garoppolo. We said that about Garoppolo. And what do you do? Stay right there with him. Even,
I'm talking about stayed there for a year.
When we were trying to get rid of him before that year. He stayed there anyway with us. After all the ruckus, after all the foolishness went through, he stayed with us because he knew we was a better team than anybody else that was out there that he was going to go to. So he stayed with us and got the money that he deserved. They gave him that money for that year, and now he's gone. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you know
I'm
what's funny?
Saying,
hey, sis.
Money,
you know,
money,
Lady
money. People like money.
But you know what's
there
funny, Lady T? The narrative on Lamar is he don't finish the season. He get hurt too much. But he played in more games than Jimmy Garoppolo and Joe Burrow for the last 3 years.
Yep.
But they never mentioned injuries with him. Never. Never.
Jimmy got some hardware to go with his stuff, man. He got here. Even just sitting on the bench, he got a Super Bowl ring.
Sitting on the bench, though. He didn't play none of them games.
Didn't he go to the championship game with San Francisco?
57, we don't do that. His ring, you got to contribute. I'm just trying to tell you,
if we want to talk about experience, Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. He got the experience. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on one minute, y'all. Is what was said a few minutes ago here on Kale's Corner. It was the Shanahan. They took a quarterback who was nothing and made something with him. That offense.
There you go. Okay, I'll go with that.
We wasn't talking about him. We wasn't talking about Garoppolo. We wasn't, because Garoppolo ain't no nothing quarterback. Let's just keep that 100. He not no nothing.
Keep it 100.
We will see this year if Garoppolo is that dude. We'll see this year when he's not under the Shanahan influence. We'll see that this year.
That's yet to be discovered. He's a better team than us. He's not on a better team than us. He don't have the pieces around him that we gave him around him. You see what I'm saying?
The offense is on a totally different coach. He's not under a better coach.
The coaches ain't out there playing, bruh. The coaches ain't out there playing.
Wow. We're going to take the credit that we just gave Shanahan and his father away now.
What his father got to do with it? His father ain't in San Francisco.
And you know he's a liaison advisor.
I don't know that. Listen, no. He's not. Let me tell you why he's not. Because Shanahan Jr., the son, he wants to do things his way. And, of course, after every game, you think he calling his father? Or before every game, he calling his father, what should I do? No, he's not doing that.
Nobody
said that. He wants to make his own name for his own self. He's not doing that.
He's one of the best play callers in the business, one of the best scheme guys. And to be honest, when you think about it, that advantage that he got that other people didn't get is how people get jobs. This man was under his father. He got him hooked up with all kind of assistant gigs as a youngster, and then he was able to move up the ladder. Now we need to open that process up to everybody, and then the coaching staff around the league will look different.
I believe that 100%.
All of his coaching career, his father has been an influence. And now that he's with San Francisco, it stops?
Yes.
Nah, Trace. Come on, Trace. No.
Bruh, listen.
No.
That's just like, okay, so let me say it like this.
On every situation. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that I'm pretty sure if you have a three-time Super Bowl winner on your side, you're going to not just take advice to him from him, but you're going to listen to what he has to say. That's all I'm saying.
No,
I know Shanahan Jr. is the man. I know he's running things over there.
Yeah.
I know my team
better than me. Like I'm gonna do your number. You know my team better than me. You got it.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, well,
I'm gonna put your pants on today.
Well, make sure they fit. Make sure they fit. That's all I'm saying.
Put them on. I say what you normally say.
Make sure my team better than me.
You know my team better than me.
No, I don't know your team better than you, but it seems as though I know the relationship of father and son better than you. It seems that I do know the relationship of father and son. That's all. That's all I'm saying. He ain't gonna stop going to the person that has helped him thus far. What type of sense does that make?
Because it makes a lot of sense. Because now he wants to stand on his own toes and do it himself.
And nobody says he's not. Nobody says he's not. No, I'm not saying that.
Hey, but either way on that,
Stephen A. Smith and Molly Quinn.
The NFL is king. This is an off-season story before the draft, and look how engaged we are on it. Like, shout out to basketball, baseball, and everything else, man. But, man, bro, that NFL is a monster.
You got four quarterbacks in the NFL that can play with anybody. And then you got the rest of them are system quarterbacks. You can't tell me that homeboy Geno Smith could go to Cincinnati and be the type of quarterback he was last year. But you could probably take Geno and put him in there with San Francisco under Shanahan, and he would still be a good quarterback. That's all I'm saying. On my behalf, I just think it's a system thing, you know, and you got a few quarterbacks in the league now who are just great.
I agree.
And Lamar having to
be
one of them.
And on that note, you guys, we got to bring it to a close. I'm so sorry. This conversation was amazing. Nas,
yes,
what's the last word, Nas?
Hey, man, shout out to the great Magic Johnson. Roger Goodell, you better be ready to lay out some fines because, look, Magic going to take them tickets. Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. Get Lamar to D.C., baby.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So, listen, guys, I need the corner real quick. I need the corner. All my prayer warriors, I need all of us. For Kirby, he was, you know, coming home, recovering, and then I need Hermina, Grandma. I need my prayer warriors for Grandma Hermina. She's not doing well. She's not feeling well. So let's give her some prayers for Grandma. I call her Grandma because she's my baby. So let's do that, you guys. Keep her in y'all prayers, okay? All right.
Yes, indeed.
DMV Kale, the Lady T, would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kill and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kill's Corner on Instagram at Kill's Corner and on Facebook at Kill's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, send up all the prayers that you can and love, love, love on all your family members. And Hermina, you are in all of our prayers here at Kale's Corner. We love you so very much. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, thank you all. We really appreciate it. Like Lady T said, this was a spirited, great conversation. We look forward to catching up with y'all Tuesday at 5 p.m. And y'all know what I say all the time. If you love them, they should already know. They should already know. Tell them you love them. Show them you love them. And we'll get back with y'all on Tuesday. Have a great, safe weekend. Enjoy the basketball. Enjoy your family even more. Come on. Well,
don't forget the prayer warriors. I don't know, but I'm going to talk us all the way to the music start.
Hey, don't forget the prayer warriors, though. Thanks again. Online members, my Betty. I loved your comment. Yeah. My Betty said, y'all keep on praying. I like that. I don't know why this music ain't playing, y'all. But, hey, we had a good show.
Thank you guys
for your participation. We love you, and we'll check with you on Tuesday. Y'all have a great one.
And don't forget to pick up a shirt, you guys. They are on Kale's Corner. Go check out Kale's Corner. There's a lot of good things you guys can see on Kale's Corner. We love you guys so very much. So go check us out on Kale's Corner on Facebook and on Instagram. You guys can see us there as well. All the shirts are posted on Kale's Corner on Facebook, you guys. Enjoy the weekend.